This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. Amongst the passions that I have is to engage and interact with reverts. And with the grace of the Almighty, I had the opportunity of interacting with many reverts locally and abroad. And the thing that intrigues me and fascinates me with a revert is to listen to their amazing tale and journey into Islam. And each one's journey is unique, and it makes us appreciate the beauty of Islam from the eye of a supposed outsider who sees Islam in a very unique and amazing way. I often say we don't need to refine or refurbish or give any facelift to this beautiful deen. It's pure, it's pristine. Yes, we need to undo the stains that we have put on Islam and the blotches we have put by the evil character that we display. There can be nothing that drives people away from this beautiful deen more other than the inconsistency in our character and our text. So the Quran and the Sunnah advocate something, and unfortunately, we blatantly contradict that. That being said, I share with you a very amazing incident which Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah has captured in his famous book, Al-Isaba fi Tamiz al-Sahaba, fi Tarjumati al-Sahabi al-Jalil al-Julanda Maliku Umman, in the biography of the great Sahabi Julanda radiyallahu anhu, the king of Oman. So he himself says, لَقَدْ دَلَّنِي عَلَى هَذَا النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ أَنَّهُ لَا يَأْمُرُ بِخَيْرٍ إِلَّا كَانَ أَوَّلَ آخِذٍ بِهِ وَلَا يَنْهَى عَنْ شَرٍ إِلَّا كَانَ أَوَّلَ تَارِكٍ لَهُ. The thing that convinced me on the veracity of the message of this unlettered prophet was, لَا يَأْمُرُ بِخَيْرٍ إِلَّا كَانَ أَوَّلَ آخِذٍ بِهِ. Whenever he advocated virtue, he was the first to implement it. وَلَا يَنْهَى عَنْ شَرٍ إِلَّا كَانَ أَوَّلَ تَارِكٍ لَهُ. And whenever he prohibited vice, he was the furthest away from it. وَأَنَّهُ يَغْلِبْ فَلَا يَبْطَرْ. Subhanallah. Whenever he overpowered a nation in battle or campaign or expedition, then he would not display any pride or arrogance. When the Prophet ﷺ entered as the conqueror of Mecca, وَذَّقَنُهُ عَلَىٰ رَاحِلَتِهِ, he had humbled himself to such an extent that his blessed chin was flush on the back of the conveyance. وَأَنَّهُ يُغْلَبْ فَلَا يُهْجِرْ أي لا يقول القبيح من الكلام. And in battle, if he is overpowered by someone, then he does not become abusive. He doesn't utter anything that is reprehensible or repugnant or obscene or unpleasant. وَأَنَّهُ يَفِي بِالْعَهْدِ وَأَنَّهُ يَفِي بِالْعَهْدِ وَيُنْجِزُ الْوَعْدَ. And he honors his word and he fulfills his promise. أَشْهَدُ أَنَّهُ نَبِيٌّ. No amount of negative propaganda will poison my mind against this man. When I looked at the execution and the implementation of his values which he advocates to others, it was in absolute harmony. I am convinced this is a prophet and I accept the faith at his hands. Subhanallah. The message is quite simple, my brother. I know personally of a man in Paris who I met after taking the Shahada. He says, for 25 years, I displayed character to my mom at the age of 93 before passing away. She said, oh my son, give me your hands. I want to die with your faith. So live the legacy and display the character. That is the greatest catalyst to the beauty of Islam.